The auditors fluttered anxiously, and as always happens in their species when something goes radically wrong and needs fixing instantly, they settled down to try and work out who was to blame. One said, "It was," and then it stopped. The auditors lived by consensus, which made picking scapegoats a little problematical. It brightened up. After all, if everyone was to blame, then it was no one's actual fault. That's what collective responsibility meant, after all. It was more like bad luck or something. Another said,
"Unfortunately, people might get the wrong idea. We may be asked questions."
One said,
"What about death? He interfered, after all."
One said,
Not exactly."
One said,
"Oh, come on. He got the girl involved."
One said,
No. She got herself involved."
One said,
"Yes, but he told her."
One said,
"No, he didn't. In fact, he specifically did not tell."
It paused and then said,
"Damn."
One said,
"On the other hand..."
The robes turned towards it.
"Yes?"
One said,
"There's no actual evidence. Nothing written down. Some humans got excited and decided to attack the Tooth Fairy's country. This is unfortunate, but nothing to do with us. We are shocked, of course."
One said,
"There's still the Hogfather. Things are going to be noticed. Questions may be asked."
They hovered for a while, unspeaking. Eventually one said,
"We may have to take..."
It paused, loath even to think the word, but managed to continue.
"A risk."
Bed, thought Susan, as the mists rolled past her, and in the morning decent human things like coffee and porridge. And bed. Real things. Binky stopped. She stared at his ears for a moment and then urged him forward. He whinnied and didn't budge. A skeletal hand had grabbed his bridle. Death materialized.
"It is not over. More must be done. They torment him still."
Susan sagged.
"What is? Who are?
Move forward. I will steer."
Death climbed into the saddle and reached around her for the reins.
"Look, I went," Susan began.
"Yes, I know. The control of belief," said Death, as the horse moved forward again. "Only a very simple mind could think of that. Magic so old it's hardly magic. What a simple way to make millions of children cease to believe in the Hogfather."
"And what were you doing?" Susan demanded.
"I too have done what I set out to do. I have kept a space. 1 million carpets with sooty boot marks. Millions of filled stockings. All those roofs with runner marks on them. Disbelief will find it hard going in the face of all that. Albert says he never wants to drink another sherry for days. The Hogfather will have something to come back to, at least."
"What have I got to do now?"
"You must bring the Hogfather back."
"Oh, must I? For peace and goodwill and the tinkling of fairy bells? Who cares? He's just some fat old clown who makes people feel smug at Hogswatch. I've been through all this for some old man who prowls around kids' bedrooms."
"No. So that the sun will rise."
"What has astronomy got to do with the Hogsfather?"
"Old gods do new jobs."
The senior wrangler wasn't attending the feast. He'd got one of the maids to bring a tray up to his rooms, where he was entertaining and doing all those things a man does when he finds himself unexpectedly tête-à-tête with the opposite sex, like trying to shine his boots on his trousers and clean his fingernails with his other fingernails.
"A little more wine, Gwendolyn? It's hardly alcoholic," he said, leaning over her.
"I don't mind if I do, Mr. Wrangler."
"Oh, call me Horace, please, and perhaps a little something for your chicken."
"I'm afraid she seems to have wandered off somewhere," said the cheerful fairy. "I'm afraid I'm rather dull company."
She blew her nose noisily.
"Oh, I certainly wouldn't say that," said the senior wrangler. He wished he'd had the time to tidy up his rooms a bit, or at least get some of the more embarrassing bits of laundry off the stuffed rhinoceros.
"Everyone's been so kind," said the cheerful fairy, dabbing at her streaming eyes. "Who was that skinny one that kept making the funny faces for me?"
That was the bursar. Why don't you... He seemed very cheerful anyway.
It's the dried frog pills. He eats them by the handful, said the